Why do so many of us struggle with career transitions? The conventional wisdom has it all backward. We're told to know ourselves first, then make a plan, and finally take the leap. But Harvard Business School professor Herminia Ibarra's groundbreaking research reveals a counterintuitive truth. Successful career changers act first, then reflect, not the reverse. This insight turns traditional career advice on its head. Rather than discovering a hidden true self through introspection, we actually construct our professional identities through experience and interaction. Think about it. How can you truly know if you'd enjoy being a chef, entrepreneur, or therapist without experiencing elements of those roles? We're remarkably poor at predicting how we'll feel in new situations. That investment banker who became a novelist didn't discover a hidden novelist within. She developed that identity through writing, joining literary communities, and gradually shifting how she saw herself. Identity isn't something we uncover. It's something we actively build through engagement with the world. What makes this approach so liberating is that it removes the pressure to find the right answer before moving forward. Instead of endless self-analysis, we can embrace a test-and-learn approach, trying small experiments, gathering feedback, and adjusting our course as we go. This iterative process acknowledges the fundamental uncertainty of major life changes while providing concrete experiences that guide our decisions. Rather than having one true self, we possess multiple possible selves waiting to be developed. This reframes career transitions from searching for a single passion to exploring several potential identities simultaneously. Take Gary, a financial services executive who felt stuck. Instead of endless introspection, he explored various paths, from scuba diving businesses to wine tours, while keeping his day job. Through active experimentation, he discovered aspects of himself that reflection alone couldn't reveal, ultimately leading him to entrepreneurship. These possible selves aren't fantasies, but genuine potentials shaped by our experiences and opportunities. This approach reduces risk by allowing exploration without immediate commitment. It also helps manage transition anxiety by shifting focus from finding one perfect path to discovering multiple possibilities. The question becomes not, whom am I really, but who might I become? Career transitions create a psychological state of being caught between identities, not fully aligned with their old role, yet uncertain in the new one. This liminal space, though uncomfortable, is essential for reinvention. June, a Spanish literature professor exploring finance, exemplified this by straddling both academic and financial worlds. This in-between period involves three core elements: trial activities, engaging with new roles; trial relationships, connecting with people representing your desired identity; and trial narratives, sharing your change story. June tested this through personal investments, networking with finance professionals, and repeatedly telling her career transition story, each step strengthening her new identity. The transition's challenge lies in feeling divided between identities. This discomfort, though natural, serves a purpose, allowing exploration while maintaining stability. Success requires resisting the urge to rush through this ambiguous phase, as genuine transformation needs time to determine which new identity truly fits. Career experiments allow you to test potential paths without major disruption to your current life. These structured opportunities help you experience different roles firsthand with minimal risk. Side projects, pursued alongside your main job, are one effective approach. For example, consultant Carol tested entrepreneurship through various small ventures before fully committing. Other options include temporary assignments for workplace immersion or educational experiences in new fields. The value of experiments lies in combining intellectual and emotional learning. While rational analysis matters, how we feel during different work, energized or drained, fulfilled or frustrated, provides equally crucial insights. Success requires what Ibarra calls committed flirtation, engaging seriously enough to learn, but remaining flexible enough to adjust course. This transforms career exploration from abstract thinking into concrete experience that reveals authentic insights about potential futures. Career transitions are inherently social processes, requiring changes in relationships as much as changes in work. The people around us can either support or impede our reinvention, making relationship management crucial. Established networks often reinforce existing identities rather than supporting new ones. Harris, a healthcare regulatory director seeking management roles, found his colleagues pigeonholed him in his specialized role. These are ties that bind and blind, relationships that provide stability but constrain how we and others see ourselves. Successful transitions require new connections, peers who share emerging interests, mentors who model desired identities, and communities that provide field-specific knowledge. When Harris connected with others in general management, he found the validation and advice his immediate colleagues couldn't offer. These new connections serve as a secure base, supporting exploration while providing stability. The key is balancing existing and new relationships during transition, gradually shifting our network while maintaining necessary anchors. We make sense of evolving professional identities through stories that connect our past, present, and future. These narratives help us understand ourselves during transitions and explain our journey to others. Consider John, a banker turned writer, who crafted a narrative integrating his analytical and creative sides rather than viewing his career change as abandoning banking. His story framed the transition as an evolution of his skills and interests. Ibarra identifies two key moments in these transitions: unfreezing events that signal the need for change and gelling events that validate new directions. These clarity moments, while feeling sudden, usually emerge from extended exploration. These personal narratives serve multiple purposes. They explain unconventional career paths to employers, gather support for our transitions, and strengthen our own commitment to change by making it meaningful within our life story. Career reinvention follows patterns that often contradict conventional wisdom about change. Instead of waiting for perfect clarity before taking action, successful career changers act their way into new ways of thinking and being. Rather than searching for a hidden, authentic identity, they experiment with multiple possible selves. They allow transition periods to be what they are: messy, contradictory, and uncertain. This journey isn't about finding the perfect job, but achieving deeper alignment between who you are and what you do. It's about creating a professional life that reflects your evolving values, interests, and capabilities. And it acknowledges that this process is never truly complete. Our identities continue to evolve throughout our lives. The ultimate insight from Ibarra's research is both challenging and liberating. We don't discover who we are through introspection alone, but through engagement with the world. We learn who we have become, in practice, not in theory, by testing possibilities, building relationships, and crafting narratives that make sense of our experiences. In this way, career transitions become opportunities not just for professional change, but for profound personal growth, journeys of identity continuously evolving as we engage with the world and discover who we might become.